Welcome to the 21 Seconds Podcast. I'm your host, Colt White. First of three episodes this week, talking about day one of the Remington Park Futurity Trials. Tomorrow we'll look at day two, and then on Friday I'll have a Remington Derby, as well as probably the Oaks Trial preview going on before that. So I'm not going to waste too much time. I'm going to get right into the RP Futurity Trials right after this. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dash Master Jess and Mr. Fulton, standing at Scarlet Hill Farm in Weatherford, Texas. Dash Master Jess is a multiple graded stakes sire with his top runners including Jessa Dash and Angela, Doc McCrocklin, and Jess Master Angel, with his average earnings per starter at over $20,000. The son of Mr. Jess Perry will stand for $1,500 in 2024 and is the sire of Oklahoma Futurity Qualifier Liberty for Jess coming up this weekend. Also, Mr. Fulton, the stakes-hiring son of Corona Cartel, is from the same family of fan favorite and AQHA champion Trump My Record. He's also a half-brother to Grade 1 winner Jet Black Grace, who won the Heritage Futurity a few years ago. 63% of his two-year-olds in 2023 were winners with 25% being stakes winners, his most notable runner so far being the stakes winner Classy Looking Chick. The stout bay stallion will stand for $1,000 this year. Make sure you get in touch with Scarlet Hill Farm at 682-290-5750 and book your breeding today. Starting trial one on day one, field of eight in the opening trial. I'm going to go to the seven on top, Apocalyptical Moon at 5-2 on the morning line. It's a colt by Apolitical Jess out of My Moon Crest by First Moon Flash. Sold at last year's Riadosa yearling sale for $50,000. And is owned by Victor Lozano, James Gonzalez Trains, and the jockey Francisco Calderon. This one won his schooling race, broke in a bit at the start, but quickly found the front and had strong strides late to end up pulling away to win that one. And put up a pretty good time as well, a 13.66 for the 250 yards. That was 12th out of 101 total on the day. Second, I'm going to go to the 6, Bounty Law, also sold at Riadosa last year for $130,000. Bounty Law 3-1 on the morning line, a colt by Mr. Jess Perry out of Aqua by Corona Cartel. Zoned by Scott Bryant, Jamie Bryant, Mike Joyner Trains, and Augustine Silva will have the ride. This one's a half-brother to Acapulco Bay, who also qualified to the Remington Park Futurity and also the FL Ladybug Stakes. Was earner about $65,000. Bounty Law has ran already, was a maiden event on March 9th. Ended up running 4th. And that one had a strong start, just winking a bit there at the end. But after a work on March 27th, went 250 and 1388, was a gate work, and it was 8th fastest of 50. So that gave me a little bit of hope there for Bounty Law. Also performed well in the schooling races on February 22nd, 250 and 1379, was 45th of 142. And then for third, I'm going to go to the 1. Fabulous Dash of Fire at 4-1 on the morning line, a colt by One Fabulous Eagle out of She's a Dash of Fire by Walkthrough Fire. That mare, a full sister to the champion and earner of over $2 million, He's a Dash of Fire, as well as a half to the millionaire and champion himself, I'm a Fearless Hero. Fabulous Dash of Fire sold for $20,000 at Heritage Place last year, making his career debut. Didn't run in any schooling races, but did have a pair of works here recently. February 24th, went 220 and 1274, was a gate work, and was 61st of 91, and then 220 and 1236 on March 16th, 32nd of 60. This one owned by Tom Maher, Jason Olmstead, the trainer, and Edwin Escobedo will ride. Can't really count out that team anywhere in any race. So go with Fabulous Dash of Fire in there for third. On to trial two. For the Oklahoma Bred Futurity, I'm going to take the 3 on top, Billy Blues Girl, a Heritage yearling last year for $13,000. She is 3-1 of the morning line, sired by Kitty Up out of Walk On by Blues by Walk Through Fire. Owned by Kelly Other Equine LLC, D. Keener the trainer, Jesus Salazar will be in the irons. Billy Blues Girl, her dam is a sister to stakes winners Mystic Blue and Walk Around Blues. She's already started a pair of times, won a trial for the Oklahoma Futurity on March the 9th. A really impressive race there. Managed to qualify and run 6th in the Grade 2 finals last time out. And, of course, did well in the schooling races before that. So she's an earner of nearly $31,000 coming into the Oklahoma Bred Trials in Billy Blues Girl in Post 3. Second, I'm going to go to the four, beep, 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 at 8-1. She's by KVN Corona out of two Pina Colada by Jesse James Jr. So now owned by Raymond Boydston, Jesus Ruiz, the trainer, Roman Cruz will ride. The dam is a half-sister to the champion Alice K. White, an earner of $276,000, a big-time producer herself. This filly here, beep, 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 was actually claimed last time out. First time out, ran sixth in the Oklahoma Trials, but bounced back and won a maiden claiming event on March the 30th. And that one was also third in the schooling races. Got in there late. Oh, excuse me, I was skipping to the wrong one. That one wasn't in the schooling races there, or was on a different day, just didn't have an all that impressive time. Was 88th of 135, 1432 the time, earner of about 10,000, and beep, 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 at a bit of a price right now at 8-1. And then for third, I'll go to the 8, Cowgirls Can Fly, a heritage yearling for 33,000 last year at 5-1 morning line. Philly by Flying Cowboy, 1-2-3, out of Check Out This Queen by Check Him Out. Owned by Marisol Alvarado, Leonardo Alcala trains. Francisco Calderon will be up. Can't ever count Calderon out. This is the one that ran third in the schooling race, and that was on February 22nd. Went 250 and 1393. Ended up 56th of 142. Had a late move just to get up in there for third. Didn't break all that sharp, but still managed to get a piece of it anyways. So Cowgirls Can Fly in post eight, my third selection. Trial three on day one. I'm going to go to the 8 on top, My Fancy Corona, at 5-2. Gelded son of KVN Corona, out of My First Prize Fancy by PYC Painter Wagon. On by D. Gregg, Michelle Hurdle trains, and Javier Hernandez Gallardo will have the call. This is one that had a couple of schooling race attempts. Wasn't all that impressive, but did win first time out on March 21st against Maiden Company. Broke in front in that one, managed to inch away and pull clear by just over a length. My Fancy Corona, earner of over 14,000 going into the trials, and breaks from the outside post. Second, I'm going to go to the 1, Perry Fast, a heritage yearling for 55,000 last year. This one from the family of Time for Wine and Just Good Wine. Just Good Wine just won that Mr. Jetmore Stakes this past weekend. Perry Fast is 5-1 on the morning line, and she's by Corona Cartel out of Miss Perry's Trace by Trace Ace, owned by Buckway Ranch LLC, Eddie Willis, the conditioner, and the jockey Jimmy Brooks. This one has already started once, second in a maiden on March the 22nd. Had a good start in that one and dueled throughout and just missed a head bob there at the end. Narrowly defeated in that race. Picked up $5,500 for that. It was bred in Oklahoma by Flag Ranch and Perry Fast and breaking from the rail. And then third, I'll go to the 4, Coin's Enemy. This one at 3-1 of the morning line, and she's by Moon and the Eagle out of Coins by Spit Curl Jess. Of course, a half-sister to Dark Enemy, as well as Mr. Dillard. And this one, of course, making her career debut. Was in the schooling races February 22nd, went 250 and 1424, 91st of 142. Was third in that schooling race after a hesitant start. Managed to gather up quickly and was pulled in and was in hand there at the wire to finish third. Trial 4. On day one, I'll go to the 1 on top, Favorite Cowgirl, 1-2-3. This one's 3-1 in the morning line, a daughter of Flying Cowboy, 1-2-3, out of Submarina by Favorite Cartel. First foal out of Submarina, the dam's half-sister to Grade 2 winner Black Friday, an earner of $370,000 on the track. This filly, owned by HK Performance Horses, Jason Olmstead trains, and Edwin Escobedo by. Hasn't had a schooling race, but did have a couple of works here recently. February 24th, went 220 and 1296, 74th of 91, and had a little improvement on March 16th, 220 and 1241. Another gate work, 37th out of 60 for the Paragon Farms bred Favorite Cowgirl, 1-2-3. Second, I'm going to go to the 6, Fly Girl 123 at 7-2 morning line. Another daughter of Flying Cowboy 123 at a Miss Southern DD. It's by FDD Dynasty. Fly Girl 123, a half sister to the graded stakes winner Juice Is Loose, an earner of $197,000. She's already started once, and that was a fifth place finish against Maiden Company. Didn't get out all that great and didn't really have a chance at all there after a poor start. So we'll see if she can get out a little better. I think she'll be up there pretty close if she can break. And then for third, I'll go to the 7, Good and Cool, a Riadosa yearling for $37,000 last year. He's 4-1 on the morning line, a colt by Jess Good Candy out of Little Cool Corona by Corona Cartel. This one from the John Steinball barn. Allie Rivera is going to ride. Barn that's been very hot lately. This one, not in a schooling race either, but worked 220 on March 29th. Was with a time of 12:30 from the gate. It was 20th out of 51 for Good and Cool.
Suction force is exerted on the outer walls of the fragile pulmonary capillaries. Think of it like a vacuum cleaner in the air sacs of the lungs, pulling on the outside walls of the capillaries. This, combined with high blood pressures inside the capillaries, causes the capillaries to rupture, resulting in EIPH. By reducing resistance when breathing in, flare strips turn down the suction on the vacuum cleaner in the lungs to reduce EIPH. See the evidence at flarestrips.com.
Trial 5 on day 1 for the RP Futurity, another field of 8. I'll go with the 7 on top, Coronita KO, at 12-1 of the morning line. She's by Corona Cartel out of A's and J's by Apolitical Jess. Of course, A's and J's are of over $500,000, the AQHA champion herself. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Leonardo Alcala, who's also the trainer, and Edwin Escobedo will have the call. This filly has already started once this year. It was on opening night in Oklahoma City. Ended up running 9th in that one. Lost her path early, though, and just didn't have a shot there at the start. But other than that, has had some pretty good works. February 16th, went 220 and 11:56. Was a gate work and was 7th fastest of 89. And then over a month later, March 23rd, 220 and 11:76, 3rd fastest of 41. Another gate work. And most recently, on March 28th, 220 and 12:83, 26th of 38. For Coronita KO, a good price here, and I believe a good one to take a shot at 12-1 on the morning line. Second, I'm going to go to the 8 MM Lightning Jess at 4-1. This is the daughter of Apolitical Jess out of Especially Trace by Dash Air, owned and bred in Oklahoma by Mark and Annette McCloy. Trey Wood, the trainer, Ruben Castro will be up. This one did not have a schooling race, but had a couple of really good workouts. March 20th, went 220 and 11:93, was second fastest of 27, just a breeze that day, and then had a gate work 9 days later, 220 and 12:03, was still seventh fastest of 51 for MM Lightning Jess on the far outside. Third, I'll take the 3, Maybe Good Candy, a Heritage yearling for $14,500. At 6-1 of the morning line, a daughter of Jessica Candy out of Call as Maybe by Mr. Jess Perry. This one, a first-time starter for owner J.W. Owens and trainer David Guajardo and Jose Vega will have the ride. This one is a half to the stakes winner called a Dynasty as well, earner of a little over $85,000. Did not have a schooling race to Maybe Good Candy. March 27th, though, went 250 and 13:96 from the gate, 13th of 50, and 220 3 days later in 12:53, just a breeze, and it was 20th out of 41. On to trial number 6 on day 1. My top choice is the 5, Fancy's Prize Corona, a Riadosa yearling for $30,000. This one is 7-2 on the morning line. Daughter of KVN Corona out of My First Prize Fancy by PYC Paint Your Wagon. And is owned by Emmanuel Yanez, Fernando Manriquez trains, and Daniel Torres will have the ride. This one was in the schooling races on March 20th, went 250 and 1368, ended up 16th of 101, ran second in that schooling race to Apocalyptical Moon, who was my top choice in the opening trial. Broke sharply in that one, actually probably broke in front, battled for the lead, but just couldn't hold off Apocalyptical Moon there for the win in Fancy's Price Corona. On February 21st, also went 220 and 1359, was 13th of 148, so tough to choose against a couple of really good works like that for the 5. Then in for second, I will take the 4, Annabelle, a Rios yearling for $22,000 from the family of a Revenant. She is 3-1 on the morning line, filly by Uncle D out of Magdalene by One Famous Eagle. My Tom Smith, Luann Smith, Jason Olmstead trains, and Edwin Escobedo will have the call. Another first-time starter here. Had to work on February 24th, went 220 and 1188 from the gate, 28th of 91. And then on March 16th, 220 and 1183. Another gate work was 9th fastest out of 60. So another one to keep an eye on in Annabelle from post 4, the Bollenbach Farms bred. And then third, I'll go to the 7 Pine Valley, a Rio Doce yearling for $25,000. 5-1 on the morning line, a gelded son of Uncle D out of Valderrama by Country Quick Dash. This one has already started once this year for owners 918 Bloodstock from the D. Keener Barn. Rolando Rodales will have them out this time. This was 7th in the Oklahoma Futurity Trials on opening weekend. Broke in sharply in that first race, and another one that lost all chance there right at the start. So he will look to get out of the gates a lot better this time for a shot here in this 6th trial. Had a couple of decent works. The best one on February 21st, 250 and 1408 from the gate. It was 68th out of 148 for Pine Valley. Next up, trial 7. One I picked 3 high-dollar yearlings from last year in. I'm going to go to the 6 on top, Dynamite Trace, a heritage yearling for $100,000 last year. This one's a half to a grade 3 winner, 8 Political Dynamite, earner of $97,000. Dynamite Trace is 3-1 of the morning line and sired by Trace Ace out of Runaway Heart by First Down Dash for owners Reliance Ranches. Trainer Cody Nolan and Mario Delgado will have them out. This one was 3rd in a maiden on March the 8th. Then was also a winner in the schooling races. And that one broke in a bit at the start in the schooling race. Quickly battled for the front and only tapped once and managed to hold on to win by 3/4 of a length. That day, that was February 15th, went 250 and 1366, 12th of 126. And then a couple weeks ago on March 24th, went 220 and 1204, was 6th fastest of 21, under of just $3,300 so far after that third place finish against Maiden Company. Look to bounce back and get the win on Thursday night. Second, I'll go to the 8, Flying Little Sachet, a Rio Doce yearling for $92,000. She is 2-1 of the morning line, another daughter of Flying Cowboy 123 out of Sachet Hot by Walkthrough Fire, runner Scott Bryant, Trey Wood the trainer, and the jockey Oscar Andrade Jr. for the debut of Flying Little Sachet. This one is a half to the grade 1 finalist Little Miss Sachet, earner of nearly $300,000, of course a finalist in the All-American Futurity. This one didn't have a schooling race, but has a couple of recent works. March 20th went 220 and 1193, was 2nd of 27. And then on March 29th, 220 and 1203 from the gate, and was 7th fastest out of 51. For the Monty McNair bred Flying Little Sachet. Then for third, I'll go to the 4, Dash for Power, a $95,000 Rio Doce yearling last year. He is 7-2 on the morning line and a gelding by Tempting Dash out of Shannon Power by He's Relentless. The dam is a half to the Millionaire Party Politics, as well as the graded stakes winner O'Donovan Rosa, who just picked up another one this past weekend. Dash for Power, owned by Bella Vista Farms, LLC. Bubba Willis Trains and Yasiel Soto will have the ride. This was 2nd in the schooling races. That was on March the 6th, covered the 250 and 1372, 17th of 108. Challenged for the front in that one, was urged late and just missed by a head in that schooling race, so we'll see what Dash for Power can do first time out. Three really good choices here in this trial. I think those three are probably the ones to beat. I mean, across the board, I could see any of those three in the winner's circle after that one. Moving on to trial number 8, almost done here for day one. In the 8th, I'll go to the 8, Ivory's Only Knockout on top at 5-2, a colt by Ivory James out of the only knockout by Apolitical Jess, owned by Carlos Ponce, Juan Diaz Jr., the trainer, and jockey Juan Polito, who is back. This one had a schooling race at Retama Park on March 27th, 250 and 1438, was 55th of 89. Doesn't seem to matter for Juan Diaz Jr. His horses rarely seem to do good in the schooling races, or at least from what I've seen, but they always manage to, run lights out when the money's on the line and draws the outside post. So going to be tough to beat Ivory's Only Knockout. Second, I'll go to the 4. That is Tootaloo Marfa at 5-1. A daughter of the Marfalites out of Flirting with Teller by Teller Cartel. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Reed Land and Cattle Company, LLC, Cash Reed Trains, and the jockey James Flores. Another first-time starter here, Tootaloo Marfa, was not in the schooling races, but it's had a couple of good works. March 1st went 220 and 1257 from the gate, 53 of 75, and 1411 going 250 on March 20th, 62nd of 101. And then for third, I'll go to the 7, Master of Here, 3-1. Colt by Flying Cowboy, 1-2-3, out of Painted Up Knockout by PYC Paint Your Wagon for owners Whitmire Ranch, trainer Clint Crawford, and jockey Mario Delgado. This one was a schooling race winner. That was on February 21st, went 250 and 1409, 71st of 148. Moved up between rivals and got up by a neck. Always tough to split horses and pass them, that's for sure. And Master of Here, $77,000 yearling last year at Heritage Place. Three more trials to look at here on day one. Trial 9, I'm going to go to the 1, Insta Millionaire, at 5-2 in the morning line. A colt by Winner's Version out of Ashley's Malibu Gold by Votsko, Inseparable. Thinking of another one. Owned by Omar Paredes, Heath Taylor, the trainer, and the jockey, Francisco Calderon. This one was second, his only time out so far in a maiden. Broke sharp in that one, dueled throughout, and just lost the bob by a nose there in the end. Also ran second in the schooling races, and that was on February 22nd, went 250 and 1374, 31st of 142. Drifted in a bit at the start in that one, but put in a nice finish, just unable to catch the winner. And that one was Insta Millionaire, earner of $5,500 so far going into the trials. Second, I'll go to the outside of the 8, Dangerous Corona at 9-2. This is a filly by Corona's Leaving You out of Dangerous Dawn by Leaving Memories. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Bill Underwood, Clint Crawford, the trainer, the jockey Jorge Torres. This one was third, only time out against maiden company. Had a nice start in that one, dueled, just missed, but was clear of fourth by a length and a half. So a really impressive race that one was. This one also ran second in the schooling race on March 6th. 250 and 1368 was 11th of 108. This one broke in front, led most of the way, and was just caught at the wire, was Dangerous Corona. Looking to have second time's a charm here in the trials. And then third, I'll go to the 7, Relentless American at 3-1, a gelding by Relentless out of Tritune by Trey Sace. Owned by Tom Maher, also the breeder, Jason Olmstead, the trainer, and the jockey Edwin Escobedo. First time starter in Relentless American. Worked 220 on February 24th and 1166 from the gate, 17th of 91. And then a few weeks later, 220 and 1221 from the gate, 26th out of 60 for Relentless American in post 7. Trial 10, I'm going to go to the 5 on top. I'm a Relentless, a heritage yearling for $125,000 last year. This is a colt that's 5-2 on the morning line and sired by He's Relentless out of I'm a Gator Fan by City Place. Owned by Jimmy Barton and Cliche Walls Venture LLC, Lance Bland and others. Mark Younger's the trainer, Jose Alvarez the rider. This one was a winner, only time out against maiden company on opening night. broke in a little bit at the start, and that one rallied and managed to hold on to win by a neck. Also ran third in the schooling races on February 15th, ran 250 and 1373, was 22nd of 126. Tried to split rivals there with a late run, just missed them by a half a length. Did I'm a Relentless earner of 14,000 going into the trials after that maiden victory. Second, I'll go to the 6, 260 by Far at 2-1, a filly by Corona Cartel, out of Just So 60 by Mr. Jess Perry, owned and bred in Oklahoma by Cavanaugh Quarter Horses LLC, Jason Olmstead, the trainer, and the jockey Edwin Escobedo. This one was not in a schooling race, but has had two really nice works. February 24th went 220 and 1158, was 8th of 91 from the gate, and then had the fastest work of the day on March 16th, 220 and 1161, and that was out of 60 for 260 by Far. Another one to keep your eye on here in trial number 10. And then for third, I'll go to the 3, Louis the First, a heritage yearling for 22,000 last year. This one is 6-1 of the morning line, a colt by Big Lou out of 1-15 by Apolitical Jess. 1-15 is a sister to the grade 1 winner, Linder 16. Louis the First, owned by Tom Kiesling, Johnny Luttrick, and Wallace Landrum. Michelle trains, Mario Delgado will have the call. This one, another first-time starter. Ran second in the schooling races, and that was on February 28th. Bumped a bit at the start in that one. Dueled for the lead and just missed by a half length. Covered the 250 in 1384. Was 10th out of 86. And now on to the 11th and final on day one. Field of 9 in this one. I'm going to go to the 4 on top. It's About Time at 9-2. A colt by Valiant Hero out of A Shade of Now by One Dashing Eagle. This one was owned and bred in Oklahoma by Brenda Ryswick, Jason Olmstead, the trainer, Edwin Escobedo up. First time starter here. Worked 220 on February 24th and 1158, was 8th of 91. And then a few weeks later on March 16th, 220 and 1169. And that was 5th fastest out of 60. Another gate work there for It's About Time. My top choice from post 4. Second, I'll go to the 5, Senor Bones, a heritage yearling for 75,000 last year. This colt is 3-1 of the morning line, sired by Tempting Dash out of Senorita Trace by Trace Sace, making this one a half brother to the grade 3 winner Politically Correct, who's an earner of 375,000 in his career. Senor Bones, owned and trained by Eddie Willis, Justine Klaber with the call, another first time starter here. This one's had a couple of works as well. February 23rd went 220 and 1301, was 104th out of 114, but improved quite a bit, going 250 on March 6th and 14 flat, was 42nd out of 108. Can't ever count Eddie Willis out either. Always got to mention him somewhere. And then third, I'll go to the 9, Phoenix Rising, the heritage yearling for $60,000 last year. 7-2 on the morning line, a filly by Tempting Dash out of Sin City by Trace Sace, making her half-sister to the millionaire Apolitical Pence, and multiple Champion of Champions winner. This one owned by Slash Z Quarter Horses, Toby Keaton, trainer Juan Polito up. First start for Phoenix Rising. Worked over time on February 16th, 220 and 1350, was 23rd of 31. In the schooling races, March 20th, ran 7th, had a poor start and just kept getting slower in that one. 14:27 the time, was 73rd of 101 for Phoenix Rising, but you can't count out Toby Keaton anymore either. And this one breaks from the far outside. And with that, that'll end this first trial preview episode. Tune in tomorrow. I'll have day 2 of the trials on my picks. And then Friday, I'll have picks for the Remington Park Oaks and Derby. Thank you all for listening. Talk to you next time.